or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Sunny today with a high of 83, says meteorologist Ed Kieser. Well, at least mostly sunny. And he'll be along in 5 minutes with details on the weather. After AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Chicago newspapers report that Illinois Senate President Emil Jones, a key legislative ally of Governor Rod Blagojevich, may be preparing to announce his retirement. The Chicago Tribune, citing anonymous sources, reports in today's editions that Jones, who turned 73 in October, was expected to make his announcement later today. The Sun-Times, meanwhile, quotes what it called a high-ranking Jones ally who declined to be named publicly, as saying Jones would make the announcement sometime today. The powerful Democrat from Chicago's South Side has been in the legislature since 1973 and has led the Senate since 2003. Jones is currently preparing for the Democratic National Convention, where his protege and former state Senate colleague Barack Obama will accept the Democratic nomination for president. Governor Rod Blagojevich says the state will soon launch an advertising campaign touting Illinois' ban on smoking in public places. Illinois is one of 23 states that has a smoke-free law. The campaign is to include billboard and mass transit advertising. The Illinois Coalition Against Tobacco recently released a survey that found 73% of Illinois voters support the Smoke-Free Illinois Act. The law bans smoking in places of employment and government vehicles. It also prohibits smoking within 15 feet of entrances to public places or workplaces. Classes begin today at Illinois State University in Normal. The school saw freshman applications jump more than 10% this year. ISU President Al Bowman says new freshman programs and increased publicity likely helped attract more applicants. The school also stepped up recruitment efforts.
We use electronic resources a lot more than we used to, but the old-fashioned put an ISU representative in front of a high school senior working with guidance counselors at high schools around the state, that's really the bread and butter, and that's the way to get the word out.
ISU received about 14,000 applications this year. Close to 70% of those students were accepted. People suffering from Alzheimer's disease often have physical symptoms well before any mental decline, according to new research based in Chicago. Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Researchers found that physical frailty may be an early indicator of Alzheimer's. Patients with the disease's classic brain abnormalities were twice as frail as those with relatively healthy brains. Dr. Aaron Buckman of Rush University Medical Center says it could mean that frailty and Alzheimer's share a common cause, or it may mean the brain pathology directly affects the body.
The latter possibility suggests that we need to expand our concept of Alzheimer's disease. It's not just a memory problem, it's a more widespread problem that may depend on where in the brain the pathology is located.
The findings are the latest research to link physical traits to Alzheimer's. Last month, another study found that exercise helped slow the disease's progress. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Some suburban communities say they're considering building new hotels to make themselves more appealing to visitors if the 2016 Olympics come to Chicago. For example, Hoffman Estates is planning additional hotels, including a 240-room water park resort. Chicago Olympic Committee members are collecting commitments from hotels and resorts now to reserve rooms for the Olympics, part of the bidding process. They won't say how many rooms that is. Officials must prove they've got enough hotels for tens of thousands of visitors, athletes, media, security, and Olympic staff. Chicago was a finalist for the 2016 Summer Games, along with Tokyo, Madrid, Spain, and Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. The International Olympic Committee makes its pick of the host city next year. Environmentally friendly burial services are being offered across the country and are drawing attention from some Indiana funeral planners. Green burial services can involve cardboard caskets and cemeteries that look like wooded nature preserves. The Indianapolis Star reported that at least two green cemeteries are being planned in Indiana, one near Bloomington and another in Lafayette. Planner and Buchanan Funeral Homes in Indianapolis are training staff on green services and are considering ways to create green burial sections at some existing cemeteries. Green burials can be cheaper than modern burials. Burials that include embalming, steel caskets, and concrete vaults can cost $10,000 or more, while green burials can be done for less than $2,000. Indiana State Fair officials say this year's final attendance figures are expected to surpass last year's, but probably won't set a record. As of Saturday night, about 792,000 people attended the fair. Spokesman Andy Klotz says mild weather helped bring people out to see a mix of new and traditional offerings. The final day of the fair was yesterday. Klotz says final attendance figures are expected to surpass last year's numbers by about 100,000 visitors, but fall short of the record set in 2004 when more than 900,000 attended. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
We thought we'd pass along that the U.S. beat Germany 106-57 in basketball, and Darren Williams had something like 9 points in the game.
Did you say 106-57?
Yeah.
That's a blowout.
Yeah, that's a blowout. 106-57. So, anyway, there
wow.
you go. And we have got some more. You know, a lot of people love this weather. Just think it's fantastic, sunny, mid-80s, comfortable sleeping weather at night. And I can't disagree with that, but it is getting dry out there, I noticed, in my yard, and I assume in others, too.